Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for being part of my day and checking out the website and using it to your advantage. All that stuff there is there to help you with your small business, whatever's going on. And we appreciate you doing that. Appreciate you using whatever we have to say. And we always invite your comments. And don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter when you get there, by the way. Having a great visit with our good friend, Steve Del Bianco. Steve is executive director of NetChoice.org and also vice president of public policy at Association for Competitive Technology. ActOnline.org is that website. Steve, thanks again for hanging out with us. You know, Steve, a lot of these things that you work on our behalf are you know, pretty sophisticated, pretty complicated, you know, things that are, I'm not really smart enough to understand a lot of them. But what I go by is when I read the essence of these things and it makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up, you know, without really knowing all the details, that's when I say, okay, I got to have Steve on the show to talk about these things. And one of them is what you've been working on recently called the Universal and Cross-Platform Advertising Disclosure. That's a big name for something that's actually pretty simple, isn't it?
It is, and it started 75 years ago when this country created the Federal Trade Commission, or the FTC, and they chartered them with the U.S. economy and commerce system of making sure that there were no unfair or deceptive practices. Pretty simple law, unfair and deceptive practices. They didn't say on TV, they didn't say on radio, on the internet, or in print. They didn't say what media, because it doesn't matter. Something could be unfair and deceptive no matter how it's conveyed to customers. The FTC is there to try to police that space.
But later, they allowed for something called puffery.
Unfortunately, they don't quite allow for it as much as stand around and watch the way those of us that are selling.
What I'm getting at is I can say, you know, I can make a claim in an advertisement that the courts have allowed to be as puffery, not misleading, but puffery, meaning I say, you know, we got the best bologna in the world or whatever. That's puffery, but sometimes people go too far, don't they?
You know, and when you're trying to sell something, you suddenly fall into the realm of the Federal Trade Commission. Mm-hmm. When you're selling something and you use puffery to make a claim about the potential benefits of your product or your service, or if you have an endorsement from someone who you've actually paid or rewarded for the endorsement, then in those cases you've got to do a disclosure, whether it's online or in the newspaper. Mm-hmm. And those disclosures have been the subject of a two-year effort at the Federal Trade Commission to try to update this document that would educate all of us in the business world about when we have an obligation to disclose a claim or to counter a claim that we put out or to add something to explain that we've paid somebody to endorse it. And they've done a pretty decent job giving us guidelines.
For example, if you hear a one-minute ad for a medicine that takes 10 seconds to tell you how it will save your life and 50 seconds to tell you all the ways it could harm you, that last 50 seconds is part of what you're talking about, isn't it?
You know, you're right. And since that's for a drug, it's covered by the Food and Drug Administration.
Right.
It's really all the other stuff. I mean, if you're doing interest rates, you've seen how they do the fast-talking disclosures of interest rates.
Mm-hmm.
That's covered by a separate body of law. But if it isn't about health and it's not about borrowing money, you can bet that the Federal Trade Commission covers it. So these would be the more mundane forms of puffery where you might claim that your dry cleaning service uses environmentally friendly chemicals and gets the clothes cleaner than ever. You know, does that require a health disclosure? Does that require some sort of a disclaimer as to how you got your data? It may. It may. And the FTC tries to give guidelines on where do you have to place your disclaimers.
Or your potential conflict of interest or whatever.
That's right, compensated endorsement.
Right.
And in the social media world, I mean, I'm talking about things like Facebook and Google+, endorsements happen when people hit the like button. They also happen when people put a comment in indicating they like something. And We had a great example that I brought up at the workshop. I spoke to the FTC about this in an event last week in Washington, D.C. And Clorox, one of our favorite products, right? A $2.50 jug of Clorox goes a long way in household, yard maintenance, and lots of things. Well, Clorox has a Facebook page, and on it, they collect information from people who have innovative ways of using Clorox to help them out around the home or around the shop. And they were offering folks a $1 coupon for the next jug of Clorox if they would offer their advice to others about the use of Clorox. So naturally, there's 75 or 100 great ideas for the use of Clorox. I mean, who knew you could use it to clean beer taps, right? And they went on and on about the things that Clorox can do. Now, in the context of that page, the viewer understands that these people also got a dollar off coupon. But what happens when that comment is showing up on that woman's Facebook page?
Right.
There's nothing to link
context,
that comment.
Without context.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Very good. It's out of context. And the FTC is a little concerned about whether that context has to carry some disclaimer that I may have got a dollar off on a jug of Clorox. And I took the position that you have to look at the materiality, how significant something is. I mean, a dollar off coupon on something I buy once every 6 months is very unlikely to provoke somebody to make stuff up about a product. Mm-hmm. These are genuine comments about Clorox.
The problem is they're trying to get this into our online ads, and there's not room for them, right?
You're right, and they end up using little tiny links to the right of it, or there's no place to put anything
What's going to wind up happening? Who's going to prevail in this?
Yeah, great question. So all of us in industry, and this is what we do for a living, we show up at the Federal Trade Commission, we testify at panels, we write written comments, and we try to counsel them to use their judgment at significance. And in the next 2 months, we'll do another round of written comments, and sometime next year, the FTC will come up with a brand new set of disclosure guidelines.
It's where the new media, folks, is running afoul of the old enforcement. The FTC, for example. That's what Steve's working on right now. We'll talk about this some more after these messages. Tintail, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.